gentlemen that were involved in the shooting were part of the second line or part of the cultural event at all. As a consequence of a shooting which took place very, very quickly, the best information we have now is that 18 people. I'll let the doctors address this a little bit more, but to the best of the information that we have available, three of them are serious. There are a number of them that are not, and then there are a couple of them that are somewhere in between. I had the opportunity just now to visit with some of the friends and the family members of some of the folks that are more seriously injured, you know, and our thoughts and our prayers go out to them. But the message this week with the indictments handed down by the district attorney for the 110ers and the work that we've done with the multi-agency gang unit is these kinds of incidents are not going to go unanswered. We're going to be very, very aggressive. There were hundreds of people out there today, so somebody knows who did this. And the way we're going to stop violence together in the city is everybody to come together, and we really need help. So 822-1111 is the number for Crime Stoppers. We need a lot of help. I think we as a community have to stand up, as I've said many, many times, and really take ownership of this problem and do everything we can to stop the senseless violence. We have mothers that were shot, sisters that were shot. We have little children that were shot on top of the shooting that we had a couple of weeks ago where, you know, thank God the young boy lived. We lost Breonna Allen last year. So I've spoken to this issue many, many, many times, and it's just one of these things that we all have to get our hands around and demand that it stop.
Mr. Mayor, it's Mother's Day. The last time we... Mother's Day, I think all of us remember James Darby, who was 5 or 6 years old.
Well, that happened in 1994. He was 8 years old, and it happened right outside of Taylor Playground.
This is 20 years later. Why has nothing changed?
Well, you know, we've talked about this many, many, many times. Since 1979, 241 young African-American men have lost their lives on the streets of New Orleans. It's a culture of violence that has enveloped the city for a long, long period of time. You see it cascading across the country, but we have more of it than they have everywhere else. And it's one of these things that we as a community, you know, have got to stop. We had police officers there immediately. EMS did a wonderful job. I want to thank the physicians here for doing a great job as well. But it is a problem that this city has had for a long time, and it's not going to stop until all of us decide that we have to do something about it. One of them is quick apprehension and conviction of the people that have been involved in this. And so, you know, again, our thoughts and our prayers go out to all of the families. It is Mother's Day, and James Darby, in fact, was killed on Mother's Day right outside of A.L. Davis Playground, and I've spoken to that issue many, many times before.
Mr. Mayor, do you have any idea if it was retaliation, drugs, or any preliminary? I know the police are still investigating.
It's a little bit too early to tell. As you know, they had a large number of police on the scene. Very quickly, they're attempting to apprehend. We will find them. But it's going to take the community's involvement. As I said, there were hundreds of people out there, so it strains, you know, credibility to suggest that nobody saw or nobody knows. And it really is important in this town for people to step forward now so that we can find people who do this and make sure that they don't hurt innocent victims anymore.
Do they think it's gang-related in any way, just preliminarily?
It's too preliminary to tell. You know, we'll have more information as Chief Serpas and his teams do the work that they're good at.
We were told that there were a couple of people arrested here at the hospital.
I don't know whether I can confirm that or not.
Is it 17 or 18? Remy sent 18.
Well, the number keeps moving, but the latest information we have on the best information available is 18.
18 injured or 18 shot?
18 injured.
Do you know how many shot?
I don't know the exact number. I think we need to wait. A couple of the victims went to different hospitals, so it's a little bit too early to tell. It would be better for us to know before we say that.
It seems like more and more people are shooting in a big crowd rather than going after the people they wanted to shoot. Is that a trend? Do you know of that? Is there a reason why?
Well, I don't know that it's a trend. It certainly happened before over the last couple of years where people take the opportunities when a second-line event has taken place in an attempt to blame it on that, but it's not. We have no information that any of these individuals are involved in this cultural activity. Second lines have been with us for a long, long time. They're a very important part of our culture and our heritage, but I think sometimes people take an opportunity to do that because they think they're going to find the person they're looking for there.
What would you say to people who are calling for end of second line?
Well, I think that doesn't make any sense. It's not the second line that did the shooting. And the cultural events are very, very important to us. It's like calling for an end to Mardi Gras because somebody takes an opportunity to shoot somebody during one of our parades. That we don't have any reason to believe that any of these individuals were involved with the clubs at all.
One of the eyewitnesses said they were that the shooter was specifically shooting at a target, people across the street, and of course all the other victims were innocent.
Right. Well, that doesn't surprise me. And we saw this, 6 or 7 months ago on Bourbon Street during one of our major events. And this is one of the really kind of crazy, unnatural things about what these young men are doing in the city of New Orleans. And the only way to do it is to everybody find out who they are and to stop them from doing it, you know, and as a community to basically say we're not tolerating this, you know, anymore. So I'm sure the police are going to, they're out there, they're working really, really hard. We're going to find this person, but we need the public's help. You know, and this is worth repeating. There were hundreds of people there, and somebody saw something that they know, and it's important for them, you know, to report that information to us and to Crime Stoppers.
All right, thank you all.
Quickly, were you with your wife and mom? Who were you with?
I was at a Mother's Day celebration. You know, and obviously, I said I was at a Mother's Day celebration. Of course I was, as were most people in the city today, and the people that were at the second line were at a Mother's Day celebration. And it is just another example of how callous a lot of these young men are, whether it's Martin Luther King's holiday, whether it's Mother's Day in 2013, or as Kevin said earlier, in 1994, it doesn't really seem to matter, and the value for life has seemed to go away from some of these individuals. And it's important for us, as I have said, to change, you know, the culture of death on the streets of New Orleans to a culture of life, and it's going to take an all-hands-on-deck approach.
All right, thank you.